Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3004. How to Get Motivated by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. And I think this episode marks the 8-year anniversary of this show, so thank you for being here for it. And an extra thanks if you've been listening from the beginning. I couldn't have done this without you. But with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Get Motivated by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Today, I want to talk about how to get motivated when you're just not feeling it. Whatever it is, I'm going to give you my best tips. I promise this is going to be the kick butt you need to get yourself back on track. How to get motivated. So how do you get motivated when you're really just not feeling it? And do super high energy, incredibly motivated, and very driven people ever have bad days? The answer is yes. I know you're already a really motivated and driven person. Sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit. But what I want to give you today are some tips to get your butt in gear on those days when you're just not feeling it, but you need to get things done. These tips help with weight loss, building your business, repairing a marriage, taking care of teenagers, and raising teenagers. Set it up. The first thing you have to understand is that in order to be successful, you've got to set yourself up for success. Don't make it impossible on yourself to succeed. And I know that sounds obvious, but there are so many people who set themselves up for failure because they don't believe that it's even possible. They put these demands on themselves that are insurmountable. Brett and I have had the opportunity to coach entrepreneurs. One thing we find really common is that a lot of them put incredible deadlines and expectations on themselves where it's almost impossible to succeed. There are not enough hours in the day, even if you were to forego sleep, relationships, and everything else. So you have to look at first how you're going to set yourself up for success, regardless of your objective. Structure. One of the most important things you can do is make sure that you're set up for success in terms of how you structure your day and organize your time. If this is important to you, you need to clear something off your schedule that is less important to you, even if it means from time to time letting somebody down. Now let's talk about accountability. Accountability works. Accountability is that thing that gets teenagers to show up to a big brick building and study each night and take a test because they're held accountable. If we can get teenagers accountable, then we can certainly become accountable as adults by setting up those same layers. How do we do that? First and foremost, get yourself an accountability partner. There's no excuse why you don't have somebody rooting for you and not letting you off the hook on the days when you just don't feel like it. You must find an accountability partner who's in the exact same boat as you. Whether we're talking about getting your toddler potty trained or reaching your fitness goals or maybe even just starting a new business, there's nothing better for you than have somebody in the same boat as you who can encourage you and push you on the days that you're not feeling it. Because on the days when you're really motivated and you're just driving forward, that's when they're going to need your help. Give people that you trust, that you love, that you support, permission to keep you accountable. Just look a little ahead. You heard me say that I am a runner. I consider myself a runner because I like to run. I actually love to run as long as I'm not running fast. So this next tip that I have for you comes from my cross-country coach my freshman year of high school. I played every sport. Well, I did everything for like 5 minutes, including cross-country. I had this coach at the beginning of practice. He would tell us how far the run was going to be that day, and we started training in the middle of the summer, this coach would say to us, okay, today is going to be the long run. We're going to run 12 miles today. I'm like, what? Isn't this just like a 3-mile thing? Why are we running 12 miles? And I was dropping to the back of the pack and running really slow because I was thinking, I'm never going to make 12 miles. I'm never going to make 12 miles. My coach told me, don't think about finishing the next mile. Just keep looking a little further ahead of you and focus on that. And I think that's some great advice. The next 5. Whether you're trying to lose weight, start a business, repair a marriage, save money, get through college, don't think about how big and arduous the goal is. Rather, think about the next 5. Whether that's the next 5 pounds you have to lose, or the next 5 miles, or the next 5 days, or the next 5 clients. Think in terms of 5s, just to make it that much more doable. And then you don't weigh yourself down with how huge and amazingly overwhelming sometimes our goals can be. If I set a goal for myself to build multi-million-dollar companies and do some of the things I've done, I would have quit. But I always remembered that great advice to focus just a little further out in front of you and just keep going. Which leads me into my next tip, baby steps. The people who lose motivation pretty quickly are people who sprint. Because when you sprint, you run out of energy. When you run out of energy, you run out of motivation. Then you start to beat yourself up and say, I'm tired, I can't do it, I can't keep pace, I can't keep up, I'm gonna quit. Mindset, get motivated. I save the best for last, and it's mindset. It is unbelievable how much power you have over your life, your attitude, the outcome of things, just by changing your mindset, by really concentrating on whatever it is you want to happen. Brian Tracy says, quote, the law of concentration states that whatever you dwell upon grows. The more you think about something, the more it becomes part of your reality, end quote. If you decide that you're in a terrible marriage, guess what happens to your marriage? If you wake up and you decide you're low on energy, you will feel tired. Whatever you believe to be true becomes your reality. You've already made progress. If you look back and notice how far you've come and you focus on that, rather than how much further you have to go, that changes your reality. You can do anything you set your mind to. That is the truth. I believe you can, and I know you believe it too. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get Motivated by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you to Chalene. An accountability partner is a big one. I know it's not always easy to find one, but if there's anyone you can think of who can help on that side of things, you're going to be much more likely to succeed in whatever goals you have. I still know that I wouldn't be where I am with this podcast or all of our podcasts if I didn't have a business partner to check in with once a week or so. It really makes a difference. So if it's exercise and you don't have anyone, but you can afford a personal trainer, then that can be your accountability partner. Or if it's working on a relationship or yourself and have access to therapy, that's also something you can use. Or of course, a friend who's passionate about it can work too. And that structure is a big part of that as well. With an accountability partner, you can set up a scheduled time to keep things structured or just pencil it into your calendar. It might sound ridiculous to put time for self-care into your calendar, but it really can make a difference by first reminding you and second, keeping that time available so there are no other commitments to distract you. So something to try. Hopefully one of these tips from Chalene works for you. And with that, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here, especially for the 8-year mark of this show. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.